The one, as we mentioned, the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And that was to establish all the Yom Tovim, because we go on a lunar calendar. And therefore, we wanted to know when all the Yom Tovim are, we have to know when Rosh Chodesh is. And because that's the difference between Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yontif. Kedushas Shabbos, we know this comes no matter what. Comes Friday night sunset, the Kedusha falls by itself. Regarding Yontif, it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, so it's the Jewish people who give the Kedusha. So we know a lunar month is around 29 and a half days, but since we can't count a half a day, so either have what we call a Moly and a Chaser. So we either call a Chaser a 29-day month or a Moly a 30-day month. So the decision to when it's going to be is that they give Eidos, testimony to the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, that they saw the lunar, they saw the moon up in Shamayim. So the rule was, if the new month started on the 30th, so then the Beis Din would send out notification. But if the month started on 31st day, so then there's no need. It's de facto. That's the way it would work. So how did notification work? So originally it was done with a series of bonfires on the top of the mountains, and that was very good. It worked very quickly. That's why I know they always say, like, you when you're out in the water, like, not me, like Navy, like, never, like in the pitch dark, like during the wars, never light, don't ever turn a light on, don't light a match, because then, because back in the day they didn't have radar, so they couldn't find you. But if you turned a light on, they'd bomb you. So they always say that's why they used to have the test not to turn lights on, or you have to turn your lights off. In fact, I think Rav Schechter likes saying over, like, a couple of times in New York, his father, Rav Melech Schechter, like, they used to have the fake, like, the fake test is to make sure. So, and people who didn't shut off their lights, they'd get fined or at least warned. So it happened a couple of times on a Friday night. So they came by, and he tried to explain to them, you can't shut off the lights because it's Shabbos. That's a separate, obviously, if it was a real thing, you would. It's obviously you didn't feel this was. So either way, so because the issue is then, if anyone, because it doesn't help, if one person has their lights on, the whole town gets destroyed. So either way, so that's what they used to do it with firework very quickly. Unfortunately, the Kutim wanted to mess up the Jews, so they started lighting fires at a different time, and therefore they couldn't cause the whole disruption of the calendar, the time, so therefore they couldn't do it anymore. So therefore, instead of fires, they'd have to do something else. That's when they send witnesses how to come and testify and say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So this system was effective. However, it didn't work as quickly. So instead of happening right away or very shortly, it would take the shluchim 10 to 14 days to reach to the faraway communities. Even some peoples in Eretz Yisrael didn't find out. And certainly, and Chutzaritz didn't find out until later, when the actual day of Rosh Chodesh was. And therefore, if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, you're not going to know when the first day of Yontif is. So that was called Medina. That was the Sveika D'Yom when the Gemara talks about. You're not sure. Those people who are in, like, the 10, 14-day reach, they'd have to celebrate 2 days because of Sveika D'Yoma, in order not to celebrate the wrong day. And that's the Gemara talk. That's what happened. So then after the Churban HaBayis, and then Hillel HaSheni, who lived, they say, about 330 to 385 CE. So he wanted to avoid all these issues, so he was koveya a calendar that we have, a permanent calendar, that it tells us when Rosh Chodesh is and all the Yom Tovim. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then that once Hillel HaSheni set up the calendar, we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, so we know when Yontif is. Why do we have to keep 2 days of Yontif? Right, that's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chafez Amabez, Gemara in Beya, Dawud Amabez says. The Gemara answer is that it was to maintain the minhag of our ancestors, as they, the way they practiced it when there was an when it was a real Sveika de Yoma, that's what they practiced 2 days. So they instituted that they were concerned that maybe in the future governments will try to mess up, forbid Jewish learning, Jewish calendars, and therefore they wouldn't know when to observe Yenta. So therefore, that's what they did it to avoid the calendar getting messed over. And therefore, when they made this takana, so therefore it was no base. It wasn't based on whether you knew or not. Those who so it wasn't based on that. It wasn't based on that, as we said. It was based on what the takana was. So originally it was based on the idea, if you were, like, it didn't make a difference where you were. If you were in Israel, but you didn't know, you kept 2 days. And if you were in Chutz Laretz and you knew, you kept 1 day. And we'll see as well if you originally knew, if you were in Israel, you kept 1 day, like even if you were Ben Chutz Laretz. So as I mentioned, we'll get back to this machlokes, but as we said, there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ritva on what exactly, what was the takana. When they made this takana in the Gemara, Yizaru v'minag avoseihem b'yadeichem, what was it? So the Ritva learns that the takana created a new reality, meaning now it doesn't make it. Forget about what happened in the past. If the shluchim got there, they didn't get there. It's irrelevant what happened before. It's a separate takana. Israel 1 day, Chutz Laretz 2. It's all you have to know. And the Rambam disagrees and says no. They set up the takana the way it was. Whatever you did before, you do now. So if you kept 2 before, you kept 2 now. If you only kept 1, and if you kept 2 in Eretz Yisrael, you still keep 2. And then we'll get into that. That'll be the issue. What about places that, when the takana was made, didn't exist yet? So how many days, do they have to keep? So we'll get into. We'll come back to this. This will be Nogeya. Will perhaps to this machloka. So that's just a little background. So the question is, so the Gemara in Pesachim and the Nun Aleph Amid Aleph talks about the chumras that a person has to keep the chumras of each place that he goes to. So in other words, so as we said, whether it's doing work on Tisha B'Av, I guess after Chatzos, that let's say in certain places the minig was to do work, the minig was not to. So if the minig in your town was not to do work and you went to a place where they did work, you still can't do work. And the reverse, if the minig where you came from didn't do work and they do work, you can. Like Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Medina, you can't do work after Chatzos. But there were different minhagim. Erev Pesach before Chatzos could you work. So the same type of thing. You basically have to take the chumras in both directions. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. And then the Gemara just adds another caveat on Nidal, I think it's Nidal of Amibes. Ravashi says, that's of course if it's Daito Hagziro. In other words, when do we say you have to keep the chumras of the place where you came from? That's only if you're planning on going back. But if you're making a move, if like you have the U-Haul truck and you have your moves, and then obviously you don't have to, but the Ravashi is talking about in the case of Daito Lahagziro, and then we're not going to get into it now, but then it gets into, and we'll see in a bunch of our questions, what's considered Daito Lahagziro. Like, if I stay in a place for a year, if I'm learning in Israel for 2 years, is that considered like I move? It's a major debate in terms of how you, are you married, single? You know, many different factors go into it that's beyond the scope of our share tonight. So, but that's just the cloud. So the Gemara is explicit. So even though the Gemara says that you take on the chumras of the town you're in, but the Gemara itself says there's an exception. And the Gemara gives us this exception. A ben chutz laaretz, who goes to Eretz Yisrael, so No, I mean the Gemara talks about the opposite, a ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz La'aretz, so therefore you don't have to go back. In fact, that's what that was the question. That's explicit. That's the Gemara talks about, and Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, that only from Israel to America, Israel to North America, and not the reverse. So the Gemara says over there that if you go to in the Shulchan Aruch, and also I think it's the Gemara there, maybe in Pesachim also, that the Gemara says that if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, so if you, even though the Mishnah says, the Gemara talks about the Chumras, but if you go to Chutz La'aretz in a place where there's no Yidden living, so then you don't have to keep Yom Tov Sheni. But if you go into a Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, if you go to a Yishuv of Yidden, so then certainly you can't do any Melacha b'farhesia in public. There's a machlokas among the Achronim. The Taz, in the minority view, says you could do Malacha Betzina, but the majority of Poskim say you can't even do Malacha Betzina if you're in a Jewish Yeshiva. So as I mentioned, so that's a Rav Schachter saying, some people don't know, like the Ben Eretz Yisrael, he went back for Pesach. It won't happen this year because it's Shabbos, but some of them do is they fly back on Motzai Yontif, and the eighth day, and they fly into Kenani, and then they take a Uber, a taxi to YU in the middle of Yom Tov, so that's not permitted. That's Malacha b'farhesia. So to stay in the airport and do Malacha, that's not a problem. That's not considered Yishuv of Yidden. So that's what. This is the more clear cut case, is that from Israel to America, you got to keep in a non-Jewish yeshiva, you don't keep anything. And but in a if you go to a Jewish yeshiva, you can't do any malacha, certainly b'farhesia, because in the course machlokas, and b'machlokas you can do b'tzina. That's the case where Schachter was saying over according, what's the pshat? Those who say you can't even do malacha b'tzina, because there's no such thing. Malacha b'tzina is going to get out, like the case where the professor who came from Israel, he worked in JTS, and then one of the women, this older woman, went over to Rav Schachter and said, "This guy's not from." So, what do you mean he's not from? He used to turn lights on Yom Tov. So Rav Schachter figured out she probably meant Yom Tov Sheni, and because you couldn't tell because there was no window facing the public arena, but she saw him all the time, I guess, in from her room, the reflection. So therefore, that's what they say. That's why you can't do Malacha b'tzina, because it's going to get known. Now, Rav Moshe talks about that if today that we have Shabbos clocks, even though he doesn't like them, but he's at least more on light. So if you're turning the lights on or off, maybe that wouldn't be a Malacha b'tzina, because they wouldn't know. Like the light, if you're sitting there turning the lights on and off all day, then she'll know, or a person will know. But lights go on and off in our home also, so everyone knows the lights. So then you could get into that discussion. But either way, so that's it. So that's the Beferish and the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, regarding a Ben Eretz as well it comes to Chutz Aretz. What isn't so clear is the reverse. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss it. Albeit the Beis Yosef discusses it, Rav Yosef Cairo, but not in the Shulchan Aruch. In his Tshuva Sefer, the Avkas Rachel, Simon Chavzayim, he says, V'chein, Maisim b'chol yom, b'chol shana v'shana. He makes it sound like it's a daily occurrence. Olim v'sharash regalim. People came from Chutz La'aretz to the Eretz Yisrael. V'osim yom sheni shel galios, k'takanav k'mishvata b'chutzor. They came to Eretz Yisrael and they followed their own minhag. They went, they took the chumras since they came from Chutz La'aretz, like the Mishnah says, like the Mari says in Pesachim. So therefore, that's what they did. If a low ode, Elisha, Miskabs, a minion, that even takes it further, I guess He says, not only that, they made a minyan. I guess he's answering our question. He's saying you can even make a minyan and daven tfilas yontiv in Eretz Yisrael. The korim b'torah kamosha osim yom tosheni b'chutzaretz. The davaze ma'isa mimekodem b'fnei gado. It says, and it says b'fnei and gadoli olam lo pikpuk. No one ever debated or doubted it. You know, he's writing a milsa de pshita. That's the way it was. It's obvious. Everyone kept 2 days, and that's the way it is. And that is the mainstream opinion. That's what most poskim go with the Avkos Rachel. And he says no one even debated it. It's a closed case. We know nothing's ever a closed case, but he says it's a closed case. And that's what I think. That's in the Mishnah Brura Simin. Tov Sadi Vav Sivkan Yud Gimel Uven Chutzlar at Shabal Eretz Yisrael Im Daito Lagzo Lim Komo. If he plans on going back, Sarach Lazo Shnei Yomim Yontov Umikomakam Tfilas Yontov Sarach Lispalo Beveso Betzina. He's being Machmi saying Achein Im Daito Shalagzo. Yeah, but that's clearly not the minig, because people have minyanim all the time in Israel, Yontov Sheni. The minig's not like the Mishnah Brura, it's like the Avkas Racha, like the Machaber of Yosef Cairo. Right? Okay, so that's So there was one Nostrum pickbook is there. But obviously, the Chacham Svi, Rav Svi Ashkenazi, he wants, I don't know if he was the first one, but he definitely made a pickbook. So what does he say? So, he was the father of Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden, the son, we'll see, we'll come back to Rav Yaakov Emden. He's actually choik on his father, which leads Rav Yashiv to conclude. See, even his son didn't listen to him. So, you know, we don't listen to him either. But either way, let's see what he says. So he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, you know, the one we're familiar with, Nun Aleph, that you follow the customs where you're from, and therefore that's what the Machaber says, that someone is the fact he never put it in the Shulchan Aruch shows that we don't paskin that way, but a lot of things are written in the Shulchan Aruch. So either way, so Rav Yaakov Emden says, what do I do with the Gemara and Pesachim of following Chumris HaMakom? He seems to make a lot of sense to Avkas Racho. Since I have died, I'm going back to Chutz Laretz, I have to keep the minig in a place where I'm going. So Rav Yaakov, the Chacham Svi, says no. So he says that's only, it's something where, let's say, in theory, everyone could take on this minhag. Let's say, like, Erev Pesach before Chatzot. Any community could take on the minhag of working and not working. Different communities choose different things. You know, whether it's Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, on those type of things where it's theoretically possible for people to go either direction, so then you have Makom Shenagu. But over here in Eretz Yisrael, you can't keep 2 days because it's a geographical reality. HaMakom Goreim. It's the place, it's Eretz Yisrael that's Goreim that causes it. It's Mufka from the Minig. Like, it doesn't exist. Go shaykhe ala kashem bimkomos b'chutzgaritz. It's not shaykhi here. So therefore, hamakam goreim, and therefore, he says, we don't follow the chumras of the town, and therefore it's a go. That's the Chacham Svi rejection of the Avkas Racho. So, the question is, we'll come to Rav Yishmael Solan has a different Raya we'll come to. But, Rav Yaakov Emden, in the Shelos Yaivitz, that's the name of his sefer, he's cholek on his father. But he does it bedera kavod, he doesn't say it directly, you know, like he tries to have kavod harav, kavod kivod avayim. So he writes that as follows. He says, I agree with the Svara. It's a great Svara by my father. That you can't, that since it's totally on the geographical reality, therefore, it's nothing to do with the meaning. In fact, it's Baal Tosav. I can't add on. I can't add on. If I add an Eretz Yisrael, I'm in violation of Baal Tosav. Right? So comes along is Rav Yaakov Emden and says, it's a good Svara, but it's not true. What do you mean it's not true? Well, it sounds like... what do you mean, what's not true? He's saying that it's a geographical reality. That's not true. You know where I'm heading? You know where I'm going to head right now? Well, when I mention it, you will. It goes back to this machlokas I discussed, I guess it could have been 10 minutes ago, 15, I don't know, that we discussed is a famous dispute between the Rambam and the Ritva on what exactly was the Takana. Like, you know, so the Rambam Shita is Yontav Sheni. It's not an issue of Chutz La'aretz versus Eretz Yisrael. The way the Rambam learns is, it all depends, whatever you did before. If you kept two, so there are people in Eretz Yisrael keeping 2 days according, if you followed the Rambam Shita, so today you'd keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, and people are right by the border, by Egypt or close by, they'd only keep 1 day. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden would be right if it was an Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz, I'm all pro. I would agree with my father. But he's wrong in the fact that the Rambam's against is the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh. And he says, let's say this, the Rambam, let's say there's a Makam in Israel where the Shulchan never went to. Either there were no roads there, they couldn't get there, there was no Jewish Yishuv, so they the Yishuv didn't exist yet, whatever the case may be. So they don't have a minute to keep 1 day. So according to the Rambam, they have to keep 2 days. So Eretz Yisrael isn't mufka from Yontav Sheni. And in fact, that's why, in fact, the Briska Rav, who, you know, the Briskas follow the Rambam, the Briska Rav lived in Geula, right? He kept 2 days. And that's pretty, it's only about a 10-minute walk from the Kotel, right? 15 minutes. So I think the Shulchan could have got there. But they kept 2 days. Why? Because he goes with the Rambam. He's saying, since Geula didn't exist during that time period, so the Shulchan never would have came here, so therefore it's at least a Suffolk. So he keeps his second day in Misuffolk, like he doesn't do Malachi, like he takes all the Chumras. I guess, yeah, well, the Briska Rav, yeah. Well, in Chol HaMoed, he didn't put on Tefillin anyway. So I guess that maybe on Shavuos he would have. Yeah, so then, yeah. Yeah, so then I think he did. I would assume he did, because it's not a malacha putting on tefillin. And then, as a separate shear, he used to leave on his tefillin longer for not wearing on during Chol. When we get to tefillin on Chol HaMoed shear, we'll discuss it. And not only that, but the Chazon Ish, you probably heard of B'nai Brak. They also, the Shulchan never went there. It didn't exist then. He also is mach. He doesn't do malacha on Yontav Sheni. And the Rav, the Salavation said, the Briska Rav is based on this. He is mesupik about where was Geula a settlement, Bizman, you know, during that time period. If they didn't keep 1 day, Bizman Habayis, when they were Makayash, then he says, you have to keep 2 days. He goes with the Rambam. So therefore, the Rav Yaakov Emden says, my father would have been right, but it's not true. It's not a geographic reality. Of course, what would the Chacham Svi answer back? Or what would, if I was him, this is what I would answer back. Yeah, but there's the Ritva. The Ritva Shita is, it is a din in Chutz Laaretz versus Eretz Yisrael. That was the new Takana. And therefore, basically, the Takana is we follow Rov. Even though there were some people in Chutz Laaretz who kept 1 day, certain people in Eretz Yisrael kept 2 days, but we go bus a Rov, and therefore, that's the way it is. And that seems to be the minig. I mean, most people are in Machmir. I don't think most people in Geula, B'nai Brak, are keeping 2 days. So clearly the minig is like the Ritva. So therefore the Chacham Svi is right then, as if you go by our minig, right? And therefore, according to him, then it would be still 1 day. So that seems to be the Nakudis Machokas here, Rav Yaakov Emden versus his father, the Chacham Svi. in terms of whether, like, he's moded, so he's moded to the Chacham Tzvi. If we paskan like the Ritva, so then he's also would say to keep one day. He's only saying we're going with the Rambam, right? That, and then there's another reason they bring down. It's Rabbi Shmuel Salant, who was like one of the chief rabbis in Eretz. He agreed with the Chacham Tzvi, but for a different reason. I mean, that wasn't what was his. He wanted to say is that Bizman, based on Mikdush Kayim, when they were Makadesh al pi Re'iyah, what did one do if he visited Israel? He would only keep one day because it was a Sveikah Din of him in Chutz La'aretz, but in Israel he wouldn't. So too, so if that was the way it was, Bizman based on Mikdush Kayim, so now, so too, a Ben Chutz La'aretz in Israel should keep one day. That's the Taina of your Shmuel Salant. Rav Moshe Feinstein, among others, they know the cholik on that taina. Because, no, that's only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, then it had to do with knowledge, yediyah. So if you, it had to do with whether you knew or you didn't know. So therefore, it didn't make a difference where you were in the original Takana. It doesn't make a difference where you were. It's if you knew, you kept one. Yeah, but he said, but once they made the takana, so the takana was that b'nei chutz, that they're going with the Ritva, that b'nei chutz la'aretz keep 2 days, and b'nei eretz Yisrael keep 1 day. So therefore he claims. So therefore it wouldn't be. So therefore b'nei chutz la'aretz could keep. We keep 2 days in Israel. Because so, but the Chacham Tzvi would say, no, what are you talking about? So what's the what's in the coup d'etat between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shmuel Salant on whether the issue was you go by what way it was originally or by the Takana? I think Rav Schechter said over that could be the two days in the Gemara and the Rishonim, whether Yom Tov Sheni is a minig or a Takana. So, if it's a minhag avos sayim, so then that would make sense. Then whatever they did, that seems to be the Chacham Tzvi. Whatever they did, that's Rav Shmuel Salant, but the Chacham Tzvi, that since wherever you kept 1 day, you kept 1 day. Right? And if you say it's a takana, so then now it's changed, and now you have to keep 2 days. Of course, you'll sign a. So then why not keep 2 days in. Why not keep 2 days in Chutz in Eretz Yisrael then? So that was a point. So that's another fundamental machlokes, because the Gemara says we are concerned about the disruption of the calendar on Yom Tov Sheni. The Gemara says it's an issue in Chutz La'aretz. That seems to be a machlokes among the Achronim, that the Chacham Tzvi seems to be working with the Meiri, that we have a tradition that Torah will never be forgotten in Eretz Yisrael. Well, we don't have to worry about it. Others say, no, we do have to worry about it. The Romans stopped us to worry. So that's a further debate whether we're concerned about. So those, to the Chacham Tzvi says, we're not concerned about, or the Chacham Tzvi, we're not concerned about disruption in Israel, and therefore, even though people kept 2 days, we didn't have to institute it. But in Chutz La'aretz, we did. So that'd be the issue of Takana Minhag. And then I was about to say something else. In terms of and then right to the issue to the issue we said between right so those are the two issues, the issue of Eretz Yisrael, could you mess up the calendar or not, and then the other issue of Amakom Goreim. So we said that seems to be the issue. That's the machlokas, the Ritva and the Ramban. The Chacham Tzvi goes with the Ritva. It is a geographical issue, and according to Rav Yaakov and the Mitznah, that's the whole issue. With the Brisker Rav, he's machmir. So the Minhag Yisrael seems to be like the Ritva. So therefore, Rav Shmuel Salant seems to have a point, even though that gets into if they would have made it up, because some want to tighten it then, because then why didn't they make, Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz La'aretz, then, if you're worried about the calendar. So, you know, that to that they're saying because that was the role of the institution. Oh, in Chutz La'aretz, we had to keep 2 days anyway, so therefore they're worrying about the calendar. So even if you do have to worry about the calendar, it's not enough to institute, you know, Yom Tov Sheni. So that seems to be, so that's the major machlokes we have. We have the Rabbi Yosef Cairo and Rabbi Yaakov Emnin arguing a Ben Eretz, Ben Chutz La'aretz that goes to Eretz Yisrael has to keep 2 days. And, you know, and then you have the Chacham Svi says 1 day because Hamakom Goreim, that it's a din in Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it's nothing to do with the chumras of one of the Mishnah Pesachim. And then you have Rabbi Shmuel Solant's reasons because that's the way it was done beforehand. So therefore, it could be if it's a minig. So if it's minig, I will say you go by the original minig. Of course, because then the tiny is then they'll say then people also then in Chutz La'aretz should keep, we go by the roads. That was the issue there. And then it gets into whether there could be a calendar disruption in, whether there could be a calendar disruption or not. Right. And that's the issue there. And then we'll have to get into, we'll continue next week on the issue of, now that we have the background info, whether someone who follows the Rabbi Yosef Cairo and the majority psak that a Ben Chutz La'aretz who goes to Eretz Yisrael keeps 2 days, is he permitted to ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for him on Yom Tov Sheni? We'll have to answer that question. Then we have to further the question, what about to ask another Ben Chutz La'aretz who's keeping the Chacham Svi Shita? Would there be a difference? Are they both us or both mutter? Right? And then we'll then deal with the question of can a Ben Chutz La'aretz fly back on Yom Tov Sheni? In other words, is it the same halacha as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, who let's say an Israeli? Or is it maybe different? If it's a Ben Chutz La'aretz, would he be able to fly back, you know, following the sheet of the Chacham Svi, would it be permitted to fly back on that? So we'll discuss those questions. Hopefully either Sunday. Oh yeah, you're working Sunday anyway. But you have a wedding Sunday. Oh yeah, right. So I guess we'll have to change our time then. I guess we could learn in the morning or early afternoon. Right. And what